So static may help to drown out the annoyance of ringing in the ears, but it is not the only way that people are finding relief. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports on how one researcher's own experience with meditation training has opened the way for an alternative treatment.
If you've ever had moments in your life when you just feel stuck, well, Jennifer Ganz feels your pain. She's a researcher at the University of California in San Francisco, and she recalls one night a few years back when she was trying to finish a proposal.
Well, I remember sitting in front of my computer and found myself going over things over and over and over again and getting myself worked up.
Looking back, Jennifer was just nervous. The next morning, she was scheduled to pitch her project to the chair of her department. She wanted to study the effectiveness of meditation and mindfulness training, something she was experimenting with in her own life, for people with chronic ringing in the ears. She knew to get the study started, she not only needed approval, she also needed funding. Looking to blow off some steam that night, she headed out to a museum to see a traveling exhibit on King Tut.
So I was just walking along with headphones on, and I noticed that there was a man in front of me who just seemed to know everything there is about King Tut.
Now, he wasn't a tour guide. He just seemed to be another visitor, albeit a really informed one, talking with a couple of friends.
And so I just took my earphones off, and I started listening to him speak.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I remember it.
That's Doug Tilden, the man from the museum who was doing all the talking.
Jennifer was sort of hanging on the end of our group, listening to what I had to say. And then when I finished, she stopped me, introduced herself, and asked me how come I knew so much about King Tut.
Tilden explained he was an archaeology buff. It was a hobby for him, and he happened to be a patron of the exhibit, a lead sponsor. So here's where the story takes a twist. Jennifer says by introducing herself, she really just wanted to thank him for letting her tag along. But as the conversation carried on, Doug Tilden said to her, "Well, Jennifer, what do you do?"
I said, "Well, it's funny you ask, because tomorrow is a big day for me."
She explained her study on tinnitus, or ringing in the ears.
And his mouth just dropped open. And I said, "What?"
Turns out Tilden has the condition. He has struggled with it for years. To make a long story short, he did some serious vetting of her project. He realized the meditation training she proposed didn't require people to escape to ashrams or live among monks. This was an 8-week class, adapted from mindfulness-based stress reduction, or MBSR for short. It teaches simple techniques, such as using slow breathing to focus your attention. A bunch of studies testing MBSR with arthritis patients and those living in chronic pain have documented significant improvements in people's quality of life. And Tilden was curious if the same might be true for people with tinnitus. So he wrote her a check to fund the study. How's that for a chance meeting?
It's amazing what it turned into.
One of the first patients Jennifer recruited into the study was Robert DeMong, a 65-year-old retired engineer who had learned to cope with the ringing in his ears by drowning it out with as many sounds as he could: wind, traffic, music, noise generators. So the idea of quiet, silent meditation?
I thought, that's disastrous for me.
What he didn't realize at the time was that he could learn to accept the ring. Through a daily breathing exercise he learned in class, he worked on acknowledging the ring instead of running from it.
I began to get used to breathing into the tinnitus, breathing into the ringing, and I got used to it.
The ringing did not go away, but he says his anxiety about the ringing did. He found himself repeating a daily mantra.
Acknowledge and let it be. Just acknowledge and let it be.
Jennifer Gann says she's finding that when people see they have a choice in how they react to the ringing, they tend to do better. They learn to separate the sensation of the sound from all the emotions about it.
The subjects often find that, you know what, this is not so bad, and I can live through this in this moment.
Now Gann says the challenge is to keep up this practice, turning the mindfulness training of staying in the moment into a daily habit. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
That's your health for this Monday morning. That's your health for this Monday morning.